What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This story was filed to ESPN's website in the last 15 minutes. And Schefter writes the following. Steelers four-time All-Pro defensive tackle Cam Hayward is seeking a raise in a defensive market that has experienced a reset this offseason. Hayward hasn't fully participated yet this summer in practice as he awaits a restructured contract that has not gotten done. Hayward has 2 years remaining on his contract, $14.75 million this season, with $13.45 million of that already having been paid as a roster bonus that was given to him the fifth day of the league year, which is back in March. Hayward is currently scheduled to be the NFL's 36th highest paid defensive lineman this season, and its 18th highest paid defensive tackle. Hayward and the Steelers have addressed this privately, sources told Schefter, but they have not made any progress on a reworked deal. In the meantime, he has not been a full participant in training camp. I thought one of the big stories going into Steelers training camp was that they had taken all of their Tylenol. All of their headaches were gone. No need to come up with any kind of crazy migraine remedy. TJ Watt signed a deal. Aaron Rodgers reported to minicamp and was ready to go for training camp. And there were going to be no dudes who were pissed about their contractual status. Apparently, I'm wrong, and frankly, all of Steelers media is wrong too. Because how can it be, and this is not a shot at them really, but I'm just completely flabbergasted by this, how is it we've got pretty much 30 dudes who are over there every day? Many of them have a good relationship with Cam Hayward. I mean, I'm now actually getting mad at myself too, because I like to think I have a pretty good professional relationship with Cam, and he's got a great relationship with most of the people who cover the team. How is it that we're into the third week of training camp and we're just learning about this right now? No one has watched these practice and his participation, and I get it, he's 36, but you're telling me up until 20 minutes ago nobody thought to look at Cam Hayward's lack of involvement in practice and think, this is peculiar. I've been coming out here to cover Steelers practice for X amount of years. Cam's been here for 15 years. And this is not the way things have looked. This is different from how things have looked in the past. So that's the first thing that popped into my head as soon as I saw this story. The next thing is this. I think Hayward has a good point. He's only got 1 year left on his contract after this season. So when the Steelers fixed things last year, It was a Band-Aid. And it was, I think, a handshake deal with no real guaranteed money in there, in which they pretty much told him, look, you'll get paid as long as you perform. And then he went out and he stayed healthy all of last year, and he played like an all-pro again. And Cam's probably thinking, I'm playing like an all-pro, so pay me like an all-pro. And they're not anymore. He's the 18th highest paid defensive tackle. His salary for this season is going to be $1.3 million. That's because he took that bonus in March. All right, so put the $1.3 million on top of the bonus. He's still making less than $15 million this year. Chris Jones, the incredible Chiefs defensive tackle, who's helped them win Super Bowls, makes $31 million. He's not twice the player Cam Hayward is. Milton Williams, who went out and balled out in the Super Bowl and honestly could have been the MVP of that game, left for greener pastures, went to New England. He's making $26 million. Aleem McNeil, do you guys even know who that is? You probably don't, unless you're a hardcore football fan. He's a defensive lineman for the Lions. He's making $24 million. So Hayward is unbelievably overpaid. His contract, or underpaid, excuse me. If Cam heard that, he's going to be mad that I got it wrong. His salary for next year is structured the same way. It's a $1.3 million salary with only a $12.95 million signing bonus. So I was driving down here. This is new to me. I heard the outstanding interview Starkey was doing with Kennedy and Darius Kasparaitis, so I didn't think I was missing anything. Donnie, thank God, Donnie texted me at 1:55 and said, look, did you see this Hayward story? So we've got a pretty big, juicy development here. They figured it out last year, but Hayward played hardball with the Steelers and said things like, hey, I've got family in Cleveland. I could see myself finishing my career somewhere else. He didn't make those comments. And it sounds to me like he thinks he performed so well that he should be up for a new contract again with only 1 year left on the deal. And that's how the Steelers do it. If you've only got 1 year left on the contract, they go back to the negotiating table with you. And I think what the media did incorrectly on this, and I know I'm guilty of this too, so I'm not just casting aspersions on Cabali and Dulac and Fittipaldo and Hathorn and Brooke Pryor and all these people. This is for me too and everybody else. I think we just assumed, hey, Cam is old and he only has 1 year left on his contract beyond this year, which means he'll probably play in 2026 and then retire. Hayward obviously doesn't see it that way. 412-928-9370. Pretty simple question. What's your reaction to this story? Do you think Cam Hayward deserves a new contract and deserves a raise? I have to say yes, because he proved that age was just a number last year, and he deserves to be more than just the 18th highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL and the 36th highest paid defensive lineman this season in the NFL. 412-928-9370. Best call here on this topic is going to win two tickets to see Lincoln Park at PPG Paints Arena a couple of weeks from now on August 19th. Donnie, I've given you all the details on this story. What's your reaction to it now?
I mean, when I first saw it, I did find it a bit, you know, odd that we hadn't heard from really anybody locally on this, and it was the bigwigs that were putting it out there. Now, I think we're both hearing these same things from the folks that are there every single day. The assumption was just Cam Hayward is in his mid to late 30s. Mike Tomlin is kind of just letting him do his own thing just as a source of like load management through training camp. So I think this catches a lot of people off guard, but it is hard to look at what Cam is still able to do and say that he shouldn't get more given where the market is at.
So you would pay him? You would give him what he wants then?
I mean, I would try to restructure things with him, yeah.
How high would you go? Would you give him 25?
So where – I got to pull up the list.
He's 18th right now among defensive tackles. He's going to make, when you add up his bonus and his salary this year, he's going to make less than $15 million. The top of the heap is Chris Jones making $31 million.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
His play last year says he's as good as Jones. Now, Jones is younger, and he's won a Super Bowl, but we're not Super Bowls, but we're not talking about a long-term deal. We're talking about what Hayward is worth for this year and next is what we're doing. And it is worth way more than what he's getting paid right now.
So how do you think they would do it? They would just crumple the thing up like they enjoy doing, or?
Yes, and give him a raise on this year and then give him a raise on, maybe he wants 2 years added to the deal. Maybe he wants 36, 37, and 38 is what he wants. So a new
instead
so a
of just adding like next year at 25.
So a 2 year extension after this year. And then something in that contract that probably you're right, they tear up this year and it's just like a new 3 year contract. Look, I'm spitballing like everybody else is who's reacting to the story. That's what I think. I've talked to Hayward, I know you have too. I see no evidence that he thinks he's anywhere close to retirement. And the thing is, as a negotiating ploy and bargaining chip, he knows that Tomlin has told him repeatedly, I think you can play until you're into your 40s. He's got the head coach on his side. And obviously Mike gets what he wants usually. And they've got cap space. They've got a lot of cap space left over. So they can't go to him and cry poor and say, look, like, we don't have money ticketed for you or budgeted for you over the next couple of years. Look at their cap space numbers. They're huge because they don't have an expensive quarterback on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge benefit. And they won't have an expensive quarterback on the roster for, I don't know, probably the next 4 or 5 years. This was like the case that we were making about TJ Watt. Like, yeah, they're going to pay the guy big money, but they're not going to have to pay a QB really until maybe both of those guys are done playing.
I mean, listen to these guys ahead of him, Donnie. Chris Jones, Milton Williams, Zach Allen, who's a really underrated player, Nnamdi Adebuke in Baltimore, Quinnen Williams, Derek Brown, Jeffrey Simmons, DeForest Buckner, good player, Dexter Lawrence, great player, Daron Payne, Leonard Williams, Kenny Clark, Christian Barmore, who sucked last year, Vita Vea in Tampa, who's just like a run plugger, Jonathan Allen, who's now in Minnesota, Ed Oliver in Buffalo, Tershawn Wharton, Javon Kinlaw, Hargrave on his new deal with the Vikings, Dalvin Tomlinson. And of those guys on that list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 are in their 30s. So they're not just all young guys making more money than him. He's absolutely got a strong argument for a raise right now.
Yeah, looking at this list and seeing guys like Dexter Lawrence and Kenny Clark only around like 21 or 22 million makes me think they are underpaid.
They are. But then I see McNeil in Detroit make 24 and a quarter, Donnie. He's a much better player than him.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think he probably should push to be in like the 22 to 25 range. Like given where he is at against a lot of these players.
And I think he accepted being underpaid last year because it's like, okay, I was hurt last year. I did come back and play for you guys. I wasn't at the top of my game. I didn't sit out. I could have sat out, but whatever. I played. I wasn't the vintage Cam Hayward. And then he was back to elite prime form Cam Hayward this past season. So I think they should give him the money. And last time we had this conversation with Steelers fans about paying Cam Hayward, shockingly, many of them disagreed with it and said, don't do it. I wonder where you guys are on it now. 412-928-9370.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.